Welcome to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and today we're diving into how mindset can shift your life, your confidence, your purpose. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to Flawless Conversations, where we create space for honest dialogue, inner truth, and powerful, powerful transformation. I'm your host, Tamika Jones, and today's conversation is one so many people need, but rarely speak out loud. Our guest, Mariah Millett, is an Air Force veteran, a registered nurse, and a mindset empowerment coach who has dedicated her life, her work, to helping nurses break free from emotional patterns, limiting beliefs, and burnout so they can step into the lives they feel aligned, purposeful, and deeply fulfilled. Through conscious, subconscious reprogramming, emotional release work, and her own lived experience, she guides women to reconnect with the truth of who they really are. Today, we begin with a powerful, powerful topic. What happens when your beliefs limit you more than your reality? These invisible stories can keep even the strongest people stuck. But Mariah is here to help us understand how to break through them and discover our inner power. Mariah, welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's step into this important conversation as we explore how beliefs, patterns can silently shape our lives and how we can rewrite them from the inside out. Mariah, many people feel blocked, not by circumstances, but by silent beliefs telling them that they're not enough, they're not ready, or they're not worthy enough. And I chuckle because I've experienced this. These inner narratives can become invisible walls, stopping progress, even when the path forward is right in front of them. Mariah, what are some common beliefs, patterns you see that hold people back from their being their true self and reaching their true potential?
So actually one of the things that I notice is they will let the environment be that limiting belief. So what's going on in their environment is what they think they are stuck behind, when really it's a belief that whatever is in front of them is the main reason that they hold themselves back. So if I want to talk about nurses, there's always this idea that there's not enough time, there's not enough money, leadership really doesn't want to see them succeed. And a lot of that doesn't start from the environment. It starts from a culture that was built a long time ago. So now they hear it, they believe it, they see it on social media, they see it in sometimes their everyday work, when they've never truly asked, can I, can we? Before they even ask, they let the limitations stop them. They let the doubt stop them. They don't even try. So then those who try to be change agents, if they don't have a really strong idea of this limiting belief, sometimes their efforts fall flat. And then you'll hear them say, we tried that a long time ago. Every time I say it, you know, nothing happens, when maybe they've only said it once or twice without the belief that the people they're talking to are sharing their own limiting beliefs. So when you really start to find the reason behind the belief to say, does this even make sense? That's when you will start to see something shift and change with what you want to happen.
I agree, because in both of us prior military, right? We get in that rut where we don't go to our leadership because someone else probably asked the same thing, but asked in a different way, right? And then that person will come to us and say, hey, don't even ask about this process improvement initiative that you have, right? Because it's not going to work, right? And then in our mind, well, let me not even ask. They turn her down, right?
Yes. So
definitely. we get stuck in the rut and just have hold that limiting belief, but that belief is not even ours, it's theirs, right? But we take on our environment, like you said. So powerful. So how can someone begin to spot which belief is theirs and which is a borrowed belief, the environment, or something they've made up?
It's not about spotting, it's about feeling.
Okay.
So you'll want something and you'll feel it, it's the right thing to do. That's when you know that belief is inside of you. So the limiting circumstance may affect this belief that you truly have. Like I've run into a lot of nurses that really want something to change. They really believe in it. So whether or not that is strong enough for them to keep being persistent is what, you know, that's what makes the difference between what somebody will really believe or whether they're letting the outer circumstances dictate what they're believing. Because if they really want something, doesn't matter what someone says, what's in front of them. And this path may take years. It may take years of trying and trying and trying, but something inside of you is really, it feels good. You know, it's right. So that, you know, that belief is yours. It's internal. And if it's something that you're saying no to quickly, you're not very persistent, then that belief was given to you by the circumstances around you. And you'll sit there and not really be certain of like why you're letting this matter. You're letting these outside circumstances stop you. That's that, because when it's like something deep and something you really, really want, truly believe would make a difference, you will always feel it. It might go away and you give up, but it comes back. And it might go away and you give up, but it comes back. And so you're like, let me try it again. Let me try it again. Let me try it again. So we're not always like, oh, you know, we don't always have this belief that we're going to do something and it works right away. We may even believe that it takes time. And the fact that we believe it takes time, well, then it will always take time. So belief is so multi-layered and deep, and what's your belief may be brought on by everything around you. But I think that can be challenged by how you feel inside, because you might be afraid of something, but there's an urge to get past that. So those are paradigms that some people can, and many people will just stay behind and be that person looking outward, like, you know, it could change, but they don't have that persistence within them, because persistence can be tiring.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. So what daily habits or practices help someone start rewiring belief statements into belief truths?
Yeah, when you really want something, you really want to see change, or you for something in your work unit, you want to see change for something in yourself, you have to do it every day, all day. Certain practices, certain things you say to yourself, even if it seems impossible, you have to say everything is possible. You can look at things that, well, an airplane, ask the people prior to any airplane if they thought something could ever fly in the sky. And then after we flew in the sky, then we put a man on the moon. Now we've got satellites out. You know, before any of that technology, it would have been a hard no, never. That could never happen. So when you think of all these things in that we have in today's life, today's conveniences that didn't exist prior to one person believing, then then you go back to say, well, if you can put a man on a moon, I guess I could make my unit better, or I could lose weight, or I could, whatever it is you want to change about yourself or you want within your life. Sometimes looking at something that might have been impossible prior to somebody making the change, that is something I will look at too. And it seems really hard for me. Some of the things that I want to do, the changes I want to make in the world, I feel very alone and might seem like it could be too big of a project. But when I think of the bigger things out there that actually exist, then what I want to do for change, for global change, actually seems very feasible.
Yes. Absolutely. It's like putting that thought into action, right? What is it? Thought create the feelings behind it, beliefs.
And I think sometimes like when you put things in a different perspective, then you're like, well, maybe I'm not really asking for that much. You know, if they were able to create a rocket and put, you know, satellites and men on the moon, and maybe I can make a better work schedule for everybody. You know, as they say, it's not rocket science, right?
Right. You like you said, looking at it from a different perspective, make you put it in perspective, like, okay, I'm not asking for much. I can do this. I got this, right? If they could put a man on the moon, I can deliver my best keynote speech ever. I got this, right?
And remembering, like thinking about things like climbing Mount Everest, you don't just start from the bottom and all of a sudden you're at the top. Like you stop at base camps. Another saying they have is you don't eat an elephant in one bite, right? Mm-hmm. Everything you do have to break it down smaller if you're really doing something that is challenging for you and take it day by day. But day by day, you have to tell yourself, whether it's writing, thought, visualization, that what your goal is, you have to continue to see it and you have to continue to make priority to work towards it daily.
Gotcha. Yep. Yep. So true. So coming up next, how to move beyond surface level fixes and embrace true self-care that heals from the inside out. Stay tuned with more Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to Flawless Conversations and every Now Media TV show, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, you can also watch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is available around the clock, ready whenever you are. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. We are here with Mariah Millett, diving into the work that truly heals at the root. In this segment, we're exploring why so many people rely on a band-aid, self-care. Quick fixes that soothe, but doesn't solve the problem. And what real integrated healing actually looks like. Surface self-care might feel good in the moment, but for many, many people, it doesn't touch deeper exhaustion, emotional suppression, or misalignment. True self-care requires presence, truth, and a willingness to connect your whole self, which is your mind, body, and soul. Mariah, how do you differentiate between surface self-care and deep healing self-care, the two?
Yeah, this is sort of something that's a bit probably going to go against what most people have started to believe. Self-care They think self-care is go for a massage, go for a facial, get your nails done. And that's not self-care. That's just stuff to maybe feel good for a moment, but it does not change what's happening inside. So the best self-care is sitting with yourself. If you cannot sit with yourself in silence, then there's something you're not wanting to hear. And if that is the case, then if you really want some kind of deeper healing, then you're going to have to sit in that self awareness of, I don't like what my mind is saying. I don't like what I'm hearing. I don't like what I'm remembering, but let me sit with it to go deeper and to change that narrative, the intention behind sitting in your thoughts. First is, what are my thoughts saying to myself? Then second is, what can I do to shift those thoughts to something that's positive for myself? And so self-care to me is being honest with yourself, with the fact that we are responsible for our own lives. We're responsible for how we react. We're responsible for how we feel about things, people, situations. And if we take that as an empowering idea, then we can actually make the change. But if we constantly blame other people, then we let those other people control everything, how we react, how we feel, what we think we can do, when it really does come from inside. And that self-care, I think, is scary for some people. And the only way to get through it is to want to heal so bad that you'll have to bring that courage in. There's so many that don't, and they just continue to say, you know, their whatever their self-care is, even going out for dinner or going, you know, buy clothes, makeup. I think that's one of the barriers. This is a big barrier that there's this the social construct of makeup and hair making your life better. Like, the way you feel shouldn't matter what your hair looks like, whether you have makeup on, what your clothes look like. You should be able to sit in your raw self and love every inch of you and be happy with every single thing in your life, no matter what's going on. And then you can have fun with hair and makeup and clothes, but you could put those clothes on for fun, not how many times have you put clothes on and were disgusted with yourself and took it off and said, I don't even fit any of my clothes. I'm just going to wear my pajamas or my sweats. And then you just go back into the cycle of where you're unhappy.
Right. I agree. And like you said, those surface self-care versus the deep healing self-care, sitting in it and being that self-awareness, that self-healing, self-love, that's a deeper self-care versus the surface, right? The hair, the makeup, the massage, the going out to dinner, all the things, right? So I totally agree. And many people struggle with this. Many people struggle with this.
Or they believe that, you know, they are looking for help, but when that's what they hear is self-care, then they go do that. But I really, you know, ask them later on, did it work? No, I'm still looking, right? They'll still go do those things. And I also think, you know, the people are trying, but where they're getting their answers from are hitting too superficial, and there's not enough encouragement to go deeper. And if you do say go deeper within, they may not even understand that. That's when they need like coaches, right?
Yes. I agree. Yeah. I know what a life coach once told me, having a dream team, a therapist and a life coach is super dope, right? You have the therapist to help you unpack tons of crap, whether it's childhood, relationship, trauma, all the things, right? That life coach is going to walk with you, take that suitcase with you to the side of the curb, drop it off, close the lid on the garbage can and walk with you in your future, right? She's going to be there. He's going to be there with you. So she was like, have that dream team, always have a dream team. And that's exactly what I have. So yeah, super dope. So what foundational habits help someone start caring for their whole self, which is the mind, body, and soul?
Consistency in what you want, to stay with that. It sounds like it's easy, but understand that it's not motivation. Motivation is like a burst of energy, but it doesn't last. And so teaching yourself to show up, whether you're motivated or not, is a good habit to get into. It may have to be like that, you know, you got to tell yourself, I do this regardless. Like, say your goal is to walk every day. I walk every day, regardless if it's raining, snowing, hot, cold, I walk every day. And the longer you keep that habit, the more it just is. It becomes your lifestyle. It's who you are. It's what you do. And then bringing that into another area that you want more consistency in.
Okay.
The most important is showing up for yourself.
Yes, I agree. So the consistency in showing up for yourself, that's key. It's what you're saying, right? Okay. I love it. So Mariah, for viewers who want to learn more about your coaching, the emotional release work, empowerment programs, where can they connect with you online?
I definitely have a website, shiftyourbeliefs.com. And then I'm on social media platforms on Instagram and TikTok, That Empowered Nurse. So it's That_empowered_nurse. And the Facebook profile is just under Mariah Adaifi, but most of my content, if you just want to see, get a taste of like the things I believe in and the things I teach, Instagram, TikTok, and then my website.
Very, very powerful. Very powerful. I've been stalking your TikToks now. You have some powerful, empowering content on TikTok as well. So good stuff. Keep it coming. So keep it right here, because next we're diving into how you nurture you, restore your energy, and find joy in the pause. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. We're continuing our powerful conversation with Mariah by addressing one of the most widespread and misunderstood experiences of our time, burnout. Did you hear me? Burnout. Whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual, burnout doesn't appear overnight. It builds quietly until your body forces you to take that pause. Many people, especially caregivers and high performers, believe burnout is simply part of success. They push through the exhaustion until they have nothing left. But burnout is not a failure. It's a signal that something deeper needs healing or realignment. Mariah, what patterns lead women and men to assume burnout is part of the price they must have to pay for success?
That would be the belief that burnout is part of success. Yes.
Right. That belief.
Yeah. So the belief that it has to be that way. What I also feel burnout is, it's you are not on the path you're meant to take, but there's all these fears that are holding you back from where you really want to go. So I feel like burnout is trying to tell you, you're meant to pivot. You're meant to go somewhere else. And I keep reminding you, you're not very happy here. This is your sign. Because when you're really happy with what you're doing, you don't experience burnout. When you are on your right path, you don't experience burnout. You have loads of energy because you're fulfilled. You are feeding yourself this wonderful positive energy because you're in the right space for you. So again, it goes back to like what we believe to begin with. Our parents, what they believed, what their parents believed, we all give that to our children. So then we have this paradigm that's not really ours. It just came from a family history of belief. Belief money doesn't grow on trees. Belief, you know, women are limited in the job force compared to men and things like that. So there might be something great you really want to do, but you're so afraid to pursue it because you don't believe that you actually are able to do it for whatever reason. It could be self-worth. It could be you think you need more money than you need. It could be you don't even know where to start. So you just don't. You don't even do a search on Google, nothing, because maybe you're almost afraid that if you kind of find that answer, then there's like, well, what's stopping you, right? And it's that fear of failure, fear of change, fear of, oh, you know, I guess it's everybody's personal fear, but those are the most common. And when you're in that belief of there's that I can't, you'll stay there and burnout starts. Mm-hmm. And then you hate your job and you hate what leadership is doing when really it's not even leadership. Like if you could look at like where you are in your happiness, you may not feel the same way as somebody else. So for me, I used to be at work, and before I went to work, I would always, while I was driving, I would always put in my mind, what's great about today? Who am I going to help? Like I would look forward to getting to work because of the positive impact I could make. My intention was to be a positive impact in somebody's life. That gave me purpose. When my friends would come to work and they couldn't find their purpose, they just didn't think anything would work. Everybody was angry. Everybody was defeated. And then you're like this soul happy sparkle, which gets hard to hold in a room full of darkness. Mm. So I would say to anyone who is the sparkle, go be the light in the room. Be the dominant energy in the room. When you own that energy and you bring it into the room, it's contagious. And when you really believe it's contagious, you'll start to be stronger, show up. Like I know you're grumpy gills, but you know, we're going to be our intention is going to be positive today. And people inherently want positivity. People are inherently good. They want happiness, but it's their paradigms or their beliefs that keep them in the dark.
Yes. And I agree. And like I said before, I follow you a lot, and you were, still is, one of my life coaches. And I remember you always telling me, right, who do you want to be today? Every morning, Tamika, wake up and ask yourself, who are you becoming, right? And hold on to that belief each and every day, right?
Yep.
Burnout won't look the same, because many times we pour into everyone else, right? We got that cup and we just pouring till we have this much left. And we wonder why things are going all crazy in our relationships, in our health, all the things you talk about, right? It's because we're burnt out and we're pouring into everyone else, but instead of pouring into ourselves.
when you are pouring into other people, as long as you are in your alignment, you are in your what feels right for you, you actually have an abundance of energy to pour, to be there for everyone and not feel emptied and drained. We get emptied and drained because we're not in alignment with what we were meant to do.
Can you repeat that? We get emotionally drained because we are not.
I don't know. It just comes out and I can't remember what I say. You know, right. We have to feed ourselves. And when we feed ourselves with all the nutrition from being in alignment with what we were meant to do, being on the right path of where we are supposed to feel our purpose and our fulfillment, we have an abundance of energy and we do not run out of what we give as long as we're giving in the right way. Because it does remind me of that. Remember the law of receiving.
Mm-hmm. So Mariah, I know we're talking about alignment and all the good jazz. So how do someone find that alignment or that purpose? Because I know that was a question I had, right, back in the day when I was going through my healing journey, finding my purpose and passion and being aligned. And how does someone find that?
So this is something Bob Proctor taught me, and that is to sit with the question, what do I want? But when you ask that question, what do I want? You have to remove any limitation and imagine you have every resource you could ever have at your beck and call. So you imagine there's no barriers. And what do you really want? And this is where you have to go into your imagination. And it may take you a while because that is a section of our subconscious that we have blocked off with reality. And when we decide to say, okay, I'm going to go into this subconscious mind, ask myself what I really want, you're going to get a bunch of you can't do this because of that, you can't do this because of that, you can't do this because of that. So when those pop up, you have to make notes so that you remove them to say, well, if I can't do this because of that, what if I had that? Okay, now I have that. Now I have all the money in the world. Now I have all the support in the world. I have all the things I need for me to, what do I really want? And find that, make it intentional to find it. And when you do, then you have to imagine yourself as it. You're already it, you're her, you're him. And you just sort of skip that gap of like how you got there, because that would be way too overwhelming. But see yourself in that exact thing it is that brings you the most joy, the most happiness, and continue to stay in that for as long as you can every day. And what happens when you do that, then you could say it like this, like little doors start opening, or as Neville Goddard says, little bridges start connecting you to the people that actually will help you get into that role or that world or that desire. And it's not the how. You don't figure out the how because it's way too big. And so seeing yourself as somebody who's already achieved what it is you want to do, once you get past the whole barriers of, you know, what could limit you, then it starts to become easier. So then it's like, what do I want? What do I really want? Becomes easier, rolls off the tongue naturally. It's now a part of you. And that, you know, it can take effort and work and intention. Sometimes things fall in people's lap, and most of the time it doesn't. I used to wait for something to fall into my lap, but I would have little things fall into my lap. An example, I wanted to be an interior designer many years ago, and I didn't. I was in the Air Force. I was too scared to get out and go to school and have my own business because I didn't know if I was going to make it. So I stayed in the Air Force, and I just decided, well, if I go to the nurse enlisted commissioning program, I'll stay in the Air Force and not get out and go do that dream I had of interior design. I missed the boat, could have gone and done that. But another thing landed in my lap. And this time I was like, I see you, that I see this other calling. We're not always like called to one thing. We could be doing a lot of things throughout our lifetime. But this time I didn't stop out of fear. I had fear, but I learned from my training with Bob Proctor how to overcome that fear. And now, like, I feel absolutely unstoppable in anything I want to do, but I had to learn how to do that.
Awesome. So what I'm hearing you say is tap into that imagination and be consistent and persistent with who are you becoming and what do you want in life. Awesome. Love it. This is good stuff, Mariah.
Thank you.
Coming up, how to level up your life without letting fear tag along. It's your season to shine, and that conversation starts right after this. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible, confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Don't miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media TV favorite shows. Available live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our lineup of bilingual programs in both English and in Espanol. Prefer podcasts? Listen anytime on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmediatv, covering business, breaking news, lifestyle, culture, and more. Now Media TV is available 24/7. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. As we close out today's episode, we're leaning into a deeply human experience, stepping into a new season, even when the fear tries to hold us back. Whether it's a career, relationship, wellness, or identity, change can feel intimidating and even different. But stepping forward without waiting for perfect readiness is often the most powerful decision a person can make. Many people freeze in transition, believing they must be fully prepared before they move. But fear of the unknown keeps them locked out of new possibilities, and reclaiming worthiness becomes essential for stepping forward. But fear of the unknown keeps them locked out of the new possibilities, and reclaiming worthiness becomes essential for stepping forward. Mariah, what stops someone from moving into a new season, even when their heart says yes?
Fear.
Yes.
It's fear.
Yes.
We have two emotions. We have love and we have fear.
Yes.
And fear looks all kinds of ways. Fears looks like I don't have enough money. Fear looks like I can't. The kids are young. We'll do it when they're older. Fear is disguised constantly. If your heart is in something and you really want to do it, if you are not pursuing it, then you really have to ask yourself, what am I so afraid of? Sometimes it's an identity. Example, you know, I was a nurse for 15 years. I wasn't always a nurse in the Air Force, but I was a medic. So there was always something medical going on for me. And probably about 2 or 3 years before I decided to retire, I found mindset coaching with Bob Proctor. And I'd been following Bob Proctor since 2013. I saw him on The Secret, and I followed him ever since. I loved everything he said and did and lived by. And then one day I just thought, I want to do that. And I got so excited. I paid for the training. I just, that was the motivation, right? I jumped in. So then it was like this, who's going to accept that I'm actually a coach? Like, they'll think I'm a great labor and delivery nurse. I get that. But who's going to see me as a coach? So I put that barrier in front of myself. I was scared of the judgment that people wouldn't let me change. And the truth was, that came from me being just as judgmental to other people who expanded outside of what I knew them for. And that was like that mirror, right? That mirror image of people judging me. Why? Because I judge other people. And I had to learn that I needed to not only embrace somebody trying to make a change and be a different person, maybe not a nurse anymore. Maybe, you know, you want to be, there was somebody I knew just even selling makeup. And I was like, when did you start doing that? I didn't say that out loud. I said it in my head. And I was like, that's the person that I need to go pump up. I need to go say something like, I love what you're doing. Or how did you get into makeup? I never knew. And let them share their story with me, because I felt like, I bet you they're doing the same thing I'm doing. I'm getting out of my what I'm known for zone, and that may make people judge me. So maybe I won't be so bold and loud and courageous about, look at me, here I am. I'm not a nurse anymore. Instead, I'm doing this. And I wish we had more courage to do that, no matter what we're doing, regardless of what it is. But it is a fear. And that's that, everything boils down to whatever's stopping you is a fear of something.
I totally agree. And with that fear, sometimes you get stuck, right? You get stuck from doing things, living out your purpose and passion in life because of that fear.
Or you're like a little mouse. Like, I'm a life coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a life coach. I don't nurse anymore. I still know how to be a nurse, but I prefer to help people in a different way. That is such a different way to show up.
Yes. Than,
oh, I kind of started doing a little this, a little that.
Right. You only give them just a little bit instead of.
And then you're hoping they'll say, tell me more.
Yeah, right.
And they're just like, it's nice. And you're like, okay.
Right. And then too, service is in our DNA, right? Hence why we joined the military, right? Hence why we became nurses, right? And hence why we're also life coaches.
We have to allow other people to evolve.
Yes.
We have to evolve, and we have to be just as giving.
Yes.
To other people, to say, you don't have to stay one thing, because that may not be their calling, or that may not be their calling anymore. They've outgrown that. And when we encourage people to evolve and grow, they will find where they're truly happy, and this world would change.
Yes, absolutely. Love it. I love it. How does embracing your worth helps the fear of stepping forward?
Embracing worth to me is just another word of confidence. You just have confidence in yourself. Being worthy of something is fear-based. You know, you either fear you're not good enough, which is a part of worthy. I mean, a lot of these, this is what Bob taught, like, we've just given words to feelings to explain this. So worthy, not good enough, good enough, self-love, all of that boils down to that confidence or that love or fear. You know, if you want to just narrow it down, simple it down, if you're not feeling worthy, then you have to say, what am I scared of?
Absolutely.
What am I scared of?
Absolutely. So Mariah, on Flawless Conversations, I ask our guests to give the audience a flawless fact and a flawless nugget. A flawless fact is something about you. It could be funny. It could be anything, but we want to know more about you. And then the flawless nugget is something that they can take with them, put in their back pocket, and also share with family or friends, or just have, you know, in the time of need, have that nugget. So a flawless fact. Can you give us a flawless fact about Mariah?
Flawless fact. Let's see. I'm just thinking.
You're Canadian, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fact. You know what? I talk to my mom about this all the time. I really look back and I'm like, I've done so many things by myself, moving to Europe, living there for like almost a decade, moving back to the United States. I can't believe how much I've done alone. And for me, I don't even realize like how powerful that is until I reflect back. So reflect back on your life to say, how have I grown? Like where did I start from? Right. So that maybe not really be a fact, but that's something that I have looked back. I think it was a book called Gap and Gain. And I would look back. Gap and Gain tells you to look back every year. How far have you come? And I'm like, wow, I did all of that by myself with my little dog, Snoopy.
Okay. So that's a flawless nugget. So to look back often to see how far you come in life, right?
Yes.
And also yes. Get the small kudos, a small pat on the back, right? Because we don't do that often enough, right?
You don't see it because you're in the real time. So when you look back, you're just like, wow, you know, like I look back with you, there was no flawless conversations a year ago. And now look what you got.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Divine alignment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mariah, this has been incredibly valuable. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Where can people follow your work and continue this conversation?
It's going to be mostly social media. If somebody wants to get more information on what coaching would be with me, just book a free connect call. The link is on my website. Just to see if there's something I can do to help you. This is where we talk about your team, right? I didn't do it alone. And honestly, not even just alone with the help of Bob Proctor, but the support from you of letting me change, letting me move from nurse to coach. You know, that's just something dear friends are really good for.
Yes.
And if they're not doing that for you, then maybe they're not a very good friend.
Ooh. On that note, on that mic drop, Mariah, thank you for sharing your heart, your wisdom, and your experience with us today. Your work reminds us that healing isn't just possible, it's powerful, it's personal. And to our viewers, today's episode offers a roadmap for rewriting limiting beliefs, embracing true self-care, and recovering from burnout, and stepping boldly into the next chapter of your life. 2026 is almost here. Are y'all ready? If not, let's get ready. Remember, transformation doesn't come from waiting for the perfect moment. It comes from choosing yourself over and over again, even in small ways, every single day. Thank you for tuning into Flawless Conversations. I'm your host, Tamika Jones. Until next time, stay grounded, stay honest, and stay flawless.